We're thankful as ever to be able to worship our God this morning and be in His presence. Thank you for being here. Again, we have a number of visitors among us. We're so thankful for your presence, your interest in spiritual things, and your desire to honor the God of heaven and His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. And it's in dying for us that we'll find the lesson of the morning. In the final scenes of the crucifixion, in John chapter 19, Jesus has come to His last. He had cried out, "I thirst," and they brought Him some sour wine. And then in John chapter 19 and verse 30, when Jesus had received the sour wine, He said, "It is finished." And bowing His head, He gave up His spirit. I suppose the question is, what was finished? What is it that was finished? Well, Jesus had finished actually all that God had given Him to do and all that was foretold in the Scriptures. His sacrifice finished paying the price for our redemption. And His death finished was the end point of the law of Moses. The battle against the forces of evil to overcome them and gain the victory was all but finished as well. I want to think about this phrase, Jesus' last words as He expires, with you this morning, and really the depth of its meaning. And I hope that we gain from our study today a fuller appreciation of what Jesus did accomplish on the cross and God's tremendous love and passion for us and our salvation. Hope we understand some things a little bit better about some doctrines that are taught and whatnot. But mainly, when we get to the end, I hope that we think about finishing ourselves with Christ as our example. How that we should finish. How that we should finish our lives and our race in following His example. So that's where we're going in the lesson today. We'll start by just looking at the meaning of the word finished. I'm going to give you some definitions of the word that's translated finished in Scripture. The Greek word is tetelestai. That's not of much significance, but we'll be looking at various translations of it today, and so I wanted to define it for you. And these are translations, or definitions, I should say, from Thayer's Greek Lexicon. Lexicon. He says it means to bring to a close, to finish, or to end. To perform, to execute, to complete, to fulfill. To do just as commanded, and generally involving the notion of time. In other words, do what's commanded in a set order of time. To perform the last act which completes the process. To accomplish, to fulfill, or to pay, as in to finish paying a debt. So all of those are synonyms and words that we can define tetelestai with, the word that's translated finished there in John 19 and verse 30. All of the words that I highlighted in yellow are other translations that you'll find of it in your Scriptures.